Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me on this Thanksgiving. Now I got to get them in here and get them out of here so they can get back in. Because Giddens needs about 4 hours to eat his Thanksgiving lunch.
Yeah, probably.
I have more than one Thanksgiving lunch. I have like four.
No, what he's going to do, David, is he's going to eat the first one, sleep, eat the second one,
no,
sleep, wake up again, eat the leftovers, sleep, no, and then do it again.
You're right about one thing, but there's a poop in every one of those.
With the sleep, yep. Before he goes to sleep or after?
After he sleeps, he gets up and poops, and that relinquishes the stomach to go back and have another meal.
Yep.
All right, where are we going, Bowman? I have no idea what we're doing here.
Since it's Thanksgiving, I thought we'd talk about some Thanksgiving sides, because last year we went over our dream meal and we talked about our traditions, and this year we're going to talk about the sides. Okay. We're going to rank our top five Thanksgiving sides.
All right.
You want to let the eating machine go first?
So
we can pick any of the five?
Any five sides.
Are we doing the most valuable or most
We'll do that. We'll rank our top five sides personally.
Okay. So I'm ranking my top five right off the bat.
Yeah.
In any order?
Yeah, any order.
All right.
Is he going to do all five?
Yeah, he'll do all five.
Okay, hurry up.
All right, I'm just scanning over this right quick. But
you can add different ones.
You cannot scan over a menu. You just say thank you and move on.
Right at the very beginning, I got to go green bean casserole. It's in the top five. I'm going to say scallop potatoes in the top five. Got to go mac and cheese in the top five. Give me some creamed corn in the top five. And, I'm going to go with...
Yeah, two more.
Two more? I thought that was four.
What he said green beans, scalloped potatoes, cream corn, and what else?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, sorry. One more.
Give me some cornbread.
All right, David.
You go ahead, Bow.
All right, so what I have on mine is I have sweet potato casserole.
I know where one of these is going.
Green bean casserole.
Okay.
Mac and cheese, stuffing, and cranberry. Cranberry sauce.
Wow. See, he's quick with it. Giddens has to decide.
He had previous knowledge.
Giddens has all of this to try to choose from. It's like putting a... It's like putting somebody in a round room and telling them the money's in the corner.
I had to pass up on some stuff.
They'll never get there.
You never pass up on anything.
Pass up on anything.
You go back for seconds.
Except sleep.
I would go back for seconds of everything I just mentioned.
All right. So is it my turn? I get five? All right. I'm going corn of the cob. Cob of the corn. I'm going mashed taters.
Plain garlic or buttered?
Just plain, baby. Well, you can have a little butter in there. Let's go giblet gravy. Okay.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because those people don't even know what it is.
It was sensuous.
Yeah. I'm going to go also with a little mac and cheese. So what I got, four?
Yeah, you got one more.
I need one more. I am going to go with...
Brussels sprouts?
No, we gotta have some bread here.
Cornbread?
I'm going to go with some biscuits. About
biscuits.
Yeah.
That's definitely a Southern thing.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
All right. So that's it.
We're going to talk about our most valuable side, the MVS.
The MVS. Giddens, he can't choose that.
Can we all pick the same thing?
Yeah. You can't go without this side at any Thanksgiving. And if it's gone, you have to leave.
Hmm.
Yeah. You better make sure there's a truckload of it before he has to leave.
It's between green bean casserole and mac and cheese.
You got to call it.
I'd probably go green bean casserole.
All right. Bow?
Sweet potato casserole. My mom makes the best one ever. She makes two for us to keep one at home.
I hear you. I got to go mashed taters. There's just something about some good old mashed potatoes that go with anything. Okay. All right.
Most overrated side.
No doubt about it. Most overrated size. I got mine in mind. Giddens, go ahead.
Most overrated.
It's an hour show, Giddens.
I'm gonna go with a sweet potato casserole.
Wow.
He hasn't had my mom's.
Wow.
It's not that I don't like sweet potato casserole, but I don't. It's not. It's not anywhere near the top of my list. So I guess it's slightly overrated for me.
I'm going to say mashed potatoes.
So me and you are odds.
Yeah. I can take or leave mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving.
I'm going to go out there on this one. Most overrated thing anywhere. Second place would be cranberry sauce. It's overrated. It's only one time a year you have it. Yeah. Come on.
But you gotta make it homemade. If it's homemade, it's right. 10 times better.
But I will say that's on everybody's menu, so I'm not going to say it's overrated. But number one thing you've got on this list, definitely anything with pumpkin. Overrated.
Pumpkin pie, pumpkin soup,
pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread. Spice in the coffee. I don't care. It's overrated.
What about the most underrated?
Now that could be the whole list here for Gibbs.
Coleslaw.
Olives.
That's overrated.
What do you got, Gibbs? Most underrated.
Most underrated.
Sour show, Gibbs.
most underrated. Give me some butternut squash soup. I think that's pretty good.
I'm not even that big of a soup fan, but that's pretty good.
I'm going squash casserole.
Is that on here?
No, but my uncle makes an excellent squash casserole.
That'd be in my top five. Squash casserole would be in my top five.
Because he sent out a list this year of stuff we were having for Thanksgiving, and it wasn't on the list. And I replied back. I said, where is the squash casserole?
Yeah, you got to have squash casserole.
And he said, oh, I forgot it. And
how can you forget it?
And he's making it now.
Yeah.
I'd inform that if he didn't make it, I wasn't coming.
The most underrated thing on the menu... I'm going to throw this out there. It's not very commonly done. I think it's underrated. How about twice baked potatoes? That's pretty good stuff, yeah. Man. A little butter, a little cheese, a little bacon, a little chives. Yeah. All right.
Last thing. I know it's not a Thanksgiving side, especially the way Giddens eats it, but your favorite dessert for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. That's not even... Oh, it's not on here. Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, you already took my imagination now.
Yeah. You know, you already took out pumpkin pie.
Giddens.
So, wait, what all is like specific to Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin pie.
He said any kind of dessert.
Cranberry. Really? Yeah, any kind of dessert.
Any kind of dessert.
Cupcakes.
Cranberry cake. How about that? Carrot cake.
Red velvet cake.
My favorite Thanksgiving dessert is going to be a sweet potato pie.
I knew that.
With some brown sugar.
Gotcha.
I'm going the same thing. Sweet potato pie. Like it better than pumpkin.
I'm going off the grid here. Anything with some ice cream, whether it be apple pie, pumpkin pie.
Heat up an apple pie and put some ice cream on it.
Ice cream. It's good.
But see, then it's hard because like that can be... I feel like sweet potato and pumpkin is the Thanksgiving specific things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But apple pie...
Apple pie you just have year round.
Yeah.
Yeah.